Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Good morning, saints. Let's go into the Word. Let us go into the Word. Let us agree in prayer. Thank you, Father, for that Spirit that you've so richly given to us upon your resurrection. Thank you, Father, for the gift of salvation, eternal life that we have. Our hearts are full with thanksgiving and we say thank you, Lord. As we go into the Word this morning, we declare and decree that our eyes of understanding are enlightened to behold the riches of liberality that you've bestowed upon us by the work of redemption. We ask and receive that our hearts are receptive to receive your Word this morning. Our hearts are receptive to receive your Word this morning. And at the end of this meeting, as saints, we are edified and Christ alone is glorified. Hallelujah! Yeah, so we are just going to continue in the series we started 2 weeks ago. We are going on that long journey, the series we're having right now. What are we trying to investigate? Okay, investigative scriptures. I'm having two topics in my head. Okay, what topic are we on right now? The leading of the Spirit. The leading of the Spirit. Yeah, so we're having a parallel series with investigating scriptures series 3B. We are looking at leading of the Spirit, and we are trying to establish how a saint can be led by God. And remember, in our first teaching 2 weeks ago, we made emphasis on 3 points. Number one, the believer should not be led by opportunities. Was that last week or 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago, right? So the believer should not be led by opportunities. Number two, no believer lacks leading. Is that true? Number three, so faith in God and superstition, they do not go hand in hand. Then last week we looked at something very important. Remember? God is light. Light is life. God is light. God is life. The saint has life and the saint has light. Hello. Turn with me to John 8, 12. John chapter 8, verse 12. John chapter 8, verse 12. Are we here this morning? Look at John, John 8, 12. We trust God that we will achieve a lot this morning. John chapter 8 verse 12. Are we there? John chapter 8 verse 12. Are we there? 1, 2, 3, go. Yeah. So who's talking there? So Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness. Yeah? He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the life or light of life. And we've come to explain that light is a gift in salvation. Is that true? He says you shall have the light of light. That means you shall have the light of life. That means there is something the saint possesses upon following. Yeah? And we explained last week, what does it mean to follow? Yeah? What would be the context of following here? To believe, right? So a man who has believed the gospel doesn't lack life. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Yeah, and we were able to establish last Sunday that everlasting life is equal to everlasting light. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting light. Is that true? So no saint lacks light. No saint lacks the leading of the Spirit. Is that true? We established that already. There is no saint that lacks the leading of the Spirit. There is no saint that lacks the leading of the Spirit. Yeah, we can say it better. There is no saint that is not led of the Spirit. Are we together? There is no saint that is not led of the Spirit. We have saints who struggle to recognize the leading, but it doesn't change the fact that the saint is led. Lift your right hand and say, I'm led of the Spirit because I'm born of God. You know, we saw Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Yeah, for as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. And we established that word there, led, means to be translated from a point to another point. Yeah, so, but in the being led, the saint is being led. In the being led, in the B-double-E-N, yeah, the saint is being led. Yeah, he has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his son. That means we've been brought forth by light. Yeah, so he's delivered us from the kingdom of the darkness into his marvelous light.
What is Babylon's light? The kingdom of his dear son. What is kingdom of his dear son? Kingdom of heaven. What is kingdom of heaven? Kingdom of God. Yeah, so there's no difference between kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven is really one and the same thing. What is kingdom of God? Figurative for what? The resurrection. Right? Yeah? So when you see the kingdom of God, so when you see seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, what does that mean? Desire to be a partaker of the resurrection. Hallelujah. So what is kingdom of God? So there is, okay, let's not go into that. So the kingdom of God is about his resurrection. So a man who has believed the gospel is a member of God's kingdom. We have been delivered from marvelous darkness into his marvelous light. Really, we've been delivered from darkness into light. So Jesus now tells them in John 8 that he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but you shall have the light of life. Hallelujah. So there is no sin that lacks light. So when you get to a crossroad and it looks like you are confused, you don't know what to do. You know what to do. You are not paying attention to what to do. Look at this. I'll say that again. Everybody is faced with a challenge to make a decision almost every day of their life. Everybody is faced with that challenge. Everybody is faced with that. You know, so for a saint, when you get to a crossroad to make a decision, you know what to do. Why? Because you are led of the Spirit. Why? Because you have eternal light in you, which is eternal life in you. But how to recognize that leading? How to recognize that leading? You know, Pastor Seku did a post over the weekend, and he said, God doesn't need to increase his voice for you to hear him. I posted it, right? Yeah, God doesn't need to increase his voice for you to hear him, but as a saint, you have to give in less to distraction. Really waste of time. It's really a waste of time to be praying to God to lead you. What you should be doing or paying attention to is how to recognize his leading and follow suit. So, the saint who is full of life is full of light, and he has the leading, is being led by God. But how to shine that light to dark areas? How to use that light to function? You know, so we're trying to lay a foundation because we're heading somewhere. We're heading somewhere in this series. And we will see fundamental things about the word of God, fundamental things about the inward witness, you know, and things like that. Remember in our first teaching, I asked the question, how many of you have been in situations where you know, I just feel like, yeah? I just have that feeling. I just feel like I should, you know. So we saw that Jesus taught for 40 days upon resurrection. And we saw that Philip knew to be where the eunuch was because he was taught how to be led by the Spirit. We said that last week. Yeah? How did Philip know where to be at that time? Because Jesus obviously taught about this. Look at, Jesus taught about the leading of the Spirit. Jesus taught about, go to Acts 1. Go to Acts 1. Go to Acts 1, chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, verse 2. Go to Acts chapter 1, verse 2. Acts chapter 1, verse 2. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Acts chapter 1, verse 2, right? Are we there? The day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs from scriptures, being seen of them for how many days? 40 days. What was he doing for 40 days? Speaking of the... So, do you have that word speaking in your Bible? Who has a different word there? Yeah, is it speaking that is all in your Bible? So, what was he speaking about? Things pertaining the kingdom of God. So, he was speaking for how many days? So, what is the crux or what do you think he was speaking about? He tells us. What? Okay, let me not say what do you think. What was he speaking about? The kingdom of God, really. So, what is the kingdom of God? The resurrection. So, what was he teaching about? The resurrection. What is proof of resurrection? The indwelling spirit in the life of one who believes. So, for 40 days, he was teaching them about what? The resurrection. Where was he teaching them from? Genesis to Malachi. You see, Jesus did not resurrect and say, look at where the nail entered. Jesus did not resurrect and say, after all these things you saw them do to me, you cannot believe me. Did he say that? What did he do? Luke 24. Yeah? Then certain of them went to the sepulchre and found it even so, as the woman had said. Then he saw them and said, O fools and slow of heart, to believe what? All that the prophets have spoken. Not believe that you are seeing me. You are to believe. So did the prophet speak? Yes. What were they to do with what the prophet spoke? Believe. So, ought not Christ to, what they were to believe what? Verse 26. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? What does enter into his glory mean? It means enter into a place I have never been before for the very first time. Where was the place God had never been before, but he entered upon resurrection? The heart of one who believes. So, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Yeah, so the glorification of Christ is seen in the indwelling of the Spirit in the believer. Are we together? What did he do immediately in verse 27? Yeah, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them the things concerning himself. Beginning at where? Moses. What does beginning at Moses mean? Beginning at the writings of Moses. So he opened Genesis and explained himself to them. Oh, Genesis chapter 1. Moses said in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Okay? 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 When he's speaking about heaven, okay, pay attention. Yeah? And God said let there be light and there was light. Okay? When you see light, pay attention. Yeah? I'm the light of the world. Yeah? Pay attention. Oh, so when you go to verse image, Adam fell into a deep sleep, all of those things, they pointed to Christ. So Jesus began to explain those things to them from scriptures. So look at it this way. They had the documents that was, so, they had documents sufficient enough for them to believe, but they didn't believe. And when Jesus came, he didn't give them anything new. He gave them from what they had. That means you can have something and not value it. That means you can have the Spirit in you and not value the Spirit in you. Yeah, I'm just comparing. So Jesus did not come and print his book. He came and explained all the prophet had been saying. So, what is the summary of scriptures? John 1:45, Philip found Nathanael and said unto him, behold, he who the prophet and Moses in the law spoke about. John 5:46, if you had believed me, you would have believed Moses, or if you would have believed Moses, you would have believed me, because Moses wrote of me. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scriptures under 15, under from a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures which are able to make thee wise concerning I am the light of the world. Concerning salvation. So we see that the saint is to learn doctrine from scriptures. Because even Jesus validated scriptures. Are we together? So the saint is not one that wakes up in the morning and say, God tapped me around 3 a.m. He said, my son. No. A lot of these people, God calls them by their profession. Prophet J, go to your reading table. So, can a saint be led like that? Yes. But when, so look at it this way. If someone comes in front of you and says, Prophet J, God called me around 3:22 and said, go to your reading table. I want to show you something. Mysteries that the world doesn't know. Mystery that Paul even didn't know. Once you start hearing those, what do you do? Mystery of stepping back. Yeah? Mystery of stepping back. Mystery of stepping, and you flee from every appearance of evil. You know? Okay. So, the scriptures, so when you see someone start teaching before Genesis, what do you do? Jesus taught from Genesis. Paul taught from Genesis upwards. Peter taught from Genesis upwards. But you are teaching before Genesis. Jesus, okay, who got you saved? Christ. If they ask you tomorrow, who is your Lord and Savior? Where did Christ start teaching from? And beginning at where? Moses. That means Christ did not try to explain Genesis chapter 0. I was talking with a friend, pastor friend, over the week. He said, I said, you know, I say it over and over. Poison is never served alone. Yeah, so when I told him that, and I said, really, yeah, before you can present, a lot of people that teach poison don't know they are teaching poison, right? Really, it's not, sometimes you don't know, sometimes it's ignorant, but sometimes if they want to poison you, they have to mix it well. Yeah? Then he now replied, now said, except your stepmother is wicked. That's when poison is served alone. You know, but poison is, so there's something called pseudo-gospel. What is pseudo-gospel? Almost there. You are hearing it. Christ died for your sins. You will hear Christ died for your sins in that message. But you will hear for your prosperity, comma. Yeah, that's pseudo-gospel. What did Paul say? Mark them. I'm having known that you soon be moved away from this gospel into another gospel. If we, Paul included himself, say, if we or any other angel teaches anything different from this, what do you do? Let him be accursed. What does it mean to be accursed? Separate. Don't go close. Don't touch. But what do? We go close. We run. Why? Because an average mind is driven by results. So what they are going through is what they are getting attracted to is not what is being said or so many times, but the results that, you know, can be physically seen. That's what led us to that teaching where we said the saint is not to be led by opportunities. Unfortunately, in Nigeria, any job that you get is God leading you there. Unfortunately. Yeah? Unfortunately, an average Nigerian wants to get a visa. God is leading you there. Unfortunately. So, the natural state of life doesn't even give room for you to even pray, to even make a decision. So, you have an option in front of you, that is your decision automatically. So, why are we paying attention to this series? So that you can know and be able to know what God will have you do per time. What God will have you do per time? What is God's will for you? How do you recognize the leading of the Spirit? How do you recognize that voice in you? How do you recognize God talking to you? You know, unfortunately also, people use the leading of the Spirit to know the suits to wear on Sunday. But they never use the leading of the Spirit to know how to go and heal the sick on the road. Now, I woke up this morning and the Spirit of God tapped me and said, wear that blue suit. But throughout your Christian faith, the Spirit of God has never tapped you to go and heal that man that's sick. The Spirit of God has never tapped you. Go and preach the gospel. Go and rescue him. He's going to die next week or he might die next 2 weeks. Go and rescue him. Go and preach the gospel to him so you have eternal life. No. Yeah? But it doesn't lead you to fold your jacket and enter the street and preach the gospel. Please come. Sorry, I don't mean to offend you. But please, if that is how Peter and Paul were doing the gifts of the Spirit, what will you have to read in your Bible? Think about what the apostles were saying to the point that most of them were killed. What were they saying? Think about it. See, if this our dear brother now begins to preach to us and say, oh, God wants you prosperous. You know, it doesn't used to hurt me to say. There is no money in the gospel. It's fallacy. It's false hope. There's nothing like, because Christ died, my wealth is sorted. My wealth is in the cross. When you sing that song, be careful of what you're talking about. Eh? My wealth is in the cross. There is nothing more I want. So what is the wealth? Yeah, the riches of his grace, riches of his glory. What is that? Forgiveness of sins, the giving of the Spirit. I know I always do this analysis. Let me do it again. How many? What's the population of Nigeria? Eh? Ah, brother, the rate that people are giving back cannot be getting closer. It cannot be getting any closer. It has gone far. Let's assume 200 million Nigerians. You know, and in news 2 years or 3 years ago, I think you were even the one that even brought my attention to it. In news that said only 40 million Nigerians have a BVN. Is that true? Only 40 million Nigerians. Oh, you too, you know that, right? Only 40 million Nigerians have a BVN. Among those 40 million Nigerians, only 2% have 500,000 naira and above. Only 2%. So it means that 1% is 400,000. 2% is 800,000. So we have less than 1 million Nigerians that have 500,000 naira and above in their account. Why are you smiling? Yeah, the number. Glory. So, when you remove our brother, we have 799,999 people left. Oh, yeah, glory to God. See, this one is not by faith. No. You know, this one is not by faith. You know, somebody was having a conversation with Pastor Shegun, and he was saying, the cross sorted my riches. Yeah. So Pastor Kevin now asking, are you rich? You know, say yes by faith. You say, you say, do you have money? So less than 1 million Nigerians have 500,000 and above. So it means that less than 1 million Nigerians have 1 million Nigerians out of 200 million Nigerians. And yet somebody will still be telling you that there's money in the work of God, and you are still following. How you cannot see it baffles me. In fact, how I did not see it early baffles me. Maybe because I was still much younger. You know, maybe because all my bills were paid by my parents and all those things. I didn't know, I could not comprehend. It baffles me. So it means that for a church, for instance, that has over 100,000 members per Sunday, if they are up to 1,000 that have 500,000 and above, is a testimony. Because you have to share 1 million people to Christians, to Muslims, to traditional worshippers, to Ifa. So when you combine all of us together, 1 million. 500K, 400K is like £1,000. Less than. So you see, God help me. May I never come to lie to you. But really, you know that sometimes it's not the fault of people that say it. Because that's what you all want to hear. You all want me to come in from the office with my suit and remove my suit and drop. I said, God says here, there's a money that is coming your way you are not ready for. There's a money that is coming your way that is too heavy for your hand. Prepare for it. Yeah? After they finish talking, yeah, yeah. God will want you to connect to this anointing. There's anointing in the atmosphere. Bang, bang. There's an anointing. Bang, bang. Yeah. I see you come to come and drop. Connect. You know, there is no use in the entire Bible. The word seed was never used for money. In the entire Bible. So where we learn that nonsense from? Baffles me too. Does it baffle you? Baffles me. Seed is either agricultural produce, or seed, which is the word, or Genesis 3. The seed of the woman shall cross the seed of. So when you see Isaac sowed in the land, what did he sow in the land? It is a fruit seed, not money seed. Seed sowing doesn't make anybody rich. When you have 10 million and you sow a seed of 2 million, what do you have left? 8 million. Don't let anybody tell you, say 100 fold is waiting for you. When you drop 2 million, it has gone. Just say bye-bye. Now, this is where I'm going to. Can God lead you to drop 2 million naira in a church? But can God lead you to drop 2 million naira and say when you drop it, expect 100 million? If that's the way money is made, no Christian should be poor now. Because, you see, I like how she yes now. Because you know that, if, look at it. Because you know that if you have 500,000 naira left in your account, if you have 500,000 in your account, I can never be poor. I should make the confession, just drop 400K. So a lot of us see, our approach to life, look at it, see it this way. What we do is we use our experiences and approach to life to view how God is. Meanwhile, we should look at how God is to view our experiences and approaches to life. Yeah? That's why you can see a pastor can pray for people to die in the name of Jesus. What is Jesus? The one who saves. I command you to die in the name of the one who saves. So, if God led you, that's why when people give me gifts, I make it a point of duty not to pray more than. Because the thing is, let me lie to you. You don't understand this thing. My brother, when they give you money you didn't work for, my brother is sweet. When they give you money you didn't work for, my brother, I'm telling you, it's sweet. You can mispray, bro. You can mispray. What's the point here? You know, the saint is to know that opportunities, results, are not proofs that you are in alignment with what God will have you do. Opportunities are not proofs. Results are not proofs. You see, I could have used those money that people have given to validate God's calling upon my life. But that is not a proof that you are in alignment with what God will have you do. The saint is full of life. The saint is full of light. Look at 2 Corinthians. Look at 2 Corinthians 6:14. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. The gospel is in the fact that, look at Matthew 26. This is my blood, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Full stop. This is my blood that is shed for many for the remission of sins. Full stop. So there's nothing like, because I'm in Christ, I cannot lack. No, you can lack in Christ. There's nothing like, because I'm in Christ, I cannot fail an exam. No, you can fail in Christ. Allos Parakletos is there. He shall comfort you. Find it in a place you have to believe. Shondai. Hallelujah. I'm using these first 3 weeks to redraw. You know, we've drawn these lines already in our minds. But I want to redraw it, to re-emphasize it. Why? Because this would help us be able to recognize the leading of the Spirit. So that means someone can give you a job offer that is over ₦1 million per month, for instance, and you turn it down because that's not what God will have you do at the time. You know, this work of ministry is something we do by precepts, with precepts and examples, because really that's what Jesus did. So when Jesus says pray and fast, he fasted and prayed. When he said go into the world and teach all nations, he went into the world and taught nations. So, see, what I'm saying is not just to suit your ego and just say, Pastor, you know, so people can feel like, oh, Pastor, you're saying it's just word, his mouth. I've told you, I've had job offers of millions of naira per month, and I've turned down. Why? Because of the work of ministry. It's very easy for me to say, oh, this is my foundational life. This is my foundational aspect of my life. I need to gather and start building early enough. No, because that is not what God will have me do part time. So until you draw this line in your mind, you will not be easily led by the Spirit. Let me say it this way. Until you draw this line in your mind, you will not be easily recognized the leading of the Spirit. Because once you just get that offer letter, hey, testimony time, glory to God. Dear saints, yeah, you know, another thing that is very interesting is how we like to help polish what God has done, in quotes. Somebody came and met you, and the eye was scratching the person. You pray for the person, you say, God healed him of partial blindness. Somebody's having pain at the back. The person just sprained his back while walking out. You know what you're saying? God healed me of spinal cord. Stop washing God. No, stop whining God. 5 of you apply for a job interview. You come and share testimony. Over 1,000 candidates. God single-handedly picked me out. Exaggeration, that's it. See, you are better under gerate. Is there a word like that? What I'm trying to say is the opposite of exaggerate. Eh? You are better understate your testimony than overstate it. Because there's a way you overstate your testimony that you attract new problems to you. Look at it. Your salary before was 50,000 naira, for instance. Yeah? You got a new job that is paying you 100,000 naira per instance. No, there's a way you can say it that people will think you have money. You are there. And God promoted me. Honestly, yes, I didn't expect it. Had double of what I was earning before. But double is 100. But somebody now say, hey, double. Double. And when they are now going to their seats, join me and sing everything. Now double, double. Hey. Now double, double. Promotion, double, double. Hey. Now double, double. Hallelujah. If everything are double, double, most of us will not be here today. You know, we're saying something last when we're talking about superstition. Don't attach superstition. You know that we say when the praises go up, the blessing come down. It's superstition. Because an average king in a village, if you wash him, money leaves his pocket. You know what he calls wash? You know what it means to wash?